Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Two seconds ago, I was trying to put my mascara on, and this guy like knocks on our door, which is like kind of fluted, so you can't really see in it, and he's like up here like this.
It's annoying.
And I'm like, hello, can I help you? And he's like, I need to see your sewage pipe. And I was like, don't they all? The guy who owns the building is renovating upstairs, and so the workers, the pipe does come down through our
and they have to come
space,
talk to us a
so
lot.
They wanted us to come see it.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
They said love you, bye as well.
Love you, bye, guys.
Am I too loud?
Like, whatever.
As long as it's working this time, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah. Before we start, though, I'd like to just...
Did you cut your hair?
You're joking me
Look
right
at
now.
You. That is
Did
so
you do that
cute.
Yourself? No. Shane cut my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
impressed.
Can I tell you how, I'm actually right? furious. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
I'm always mad when she does cool things for herself. Only because how often recently have yes. I been talking about wanting to cut my hair short? Mm-hmm. I hate when it gets to this length. I'm just like done right. with it. And I'm keeping it long for the wedding.
I don't know why. I just like, I feel like it's
I feel
too
like now you're
easy.
Gonna change your mind.
I know. I'm gonna be, I literally am gonna like text the lady that's doing my hair for my wedding and be like, how short can we go before I get married? What's the deal? In the summer, I get really hot. And so I just feel like I either want it pulled up or back. And so it's too easy for me to do nothing with it when it's this long and just like throw it up on top of my head. And then I feel like frumpy.
It was
it's so cute, that length. That's literally the length I wanted it to. And you both are staring at me with the length I want.
I'm furious.
And a short hair gang.
I will be. This is like, I'm not usually the one with the longest hair. So this is very jarring for me.
Is it weird for you?
Yeah.
I wanted to surprise
so
you.
So cute. It's really cute.
It's very cute. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So, as soon as you got on, I was like, oh my gosh, we're twinning.
You are. All right. Well, next week you'll see me with my hair. But I can never just go like, Jerry knows this about me. I can never go just like a medium chop. If I'm cutting my hair off, I'm cutting 6 inches off. Like I can't. I don't know why.
I think it was like 4 or 5 that I cut.
Did you?
Well, Shane cut. I videoed the whole thing.
Did you? Good. Yeah. Good. As you should.
It happened 2 nights ago and we spent all evening together last night and you didn't know.
Oh my God, I really did.
Did you just have your hair up?
Yeah, it was clipped
because
up.
I can
never tell, too, whenever it's clipped.
I can put it in a bun still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so she couldn't tell. I hid it from her.
That's kind of why I wanted it that length. Anyway. Oh my God. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back.
I feel like I'm like not centered, but.
If not, whatever.
Either way, you look great. So how is life? Oh, should we say hello
I
to
guess
everybody?
So.
What's up, everyone? Hello. And hello.
Erica's back.
Hello.
Redemption.
This time, I swear to God, you're not going to be just solo on a couch talking to like cartoons of us.
Hey, that's all right. Either way is fine.
Yeah.
I was so upset. I was devastated.
We were. That was never happened since or that time. Like,
I know.
It was just like such a freak weird thing that happened.
I understand you guys don't actually like me. It's fine.
No! That's why we invited you back. And we're like, are we super unprofessional because we waited until like the day before to invite you to do this?
Hey, but it worked out.
we completely blanked on the fact that it was Mother's Day. Like, as two mothers,
round
we were
of applause
like,
for Erica to be able to just like
that was cool. Thank you for that.
Honestly, I think it. That is the mark of a mother.
Yeah,
to be able to be like, you know what, we're switching plans immediately.
Yep. Drop of the hat, we got to do it.
Yep. Yeah.
You went in blind because we didn't even really tell you what our ideas or anything. You just agreed.
I'm just here. I'm here for a good time. That. Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah, Josh is so, we normally do stuff at like our studios at Josh's house.
Yeah.
And I texted him last night like, oh, Ladies and Tangents want me on their show, like, can I come over, you know, 11 o'clock tomorrow and record? And he's like, no, my computer's broken. I'm like,
oh, ooh, no.
Okay.
Well, don't you guys record on Fridays too?
Yeah, but we have like a whole we have like a whole like setup that doesn't actually use the computer, and then we just plug everything into the computer when we're done. But yeah, everything I've ever done to record has been at his house with like them supervising me.
So yes, yeah.
He's like, just do it at your house. I'm like, okay, but I have a baby. Like, if I'm here and the baby's here, even if someone else is watching him, he's going to be pissed that
he
I'm
knows
not
you're there.
Right up on him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Last time we had you on for the Mother's Day special,
you were pregnant.
I was very pregnant, yeah.
Okay, so when did you have him?
All right, so
I remember the exact date.
When did he exit your body?
Yes. He exited on July 17th.
Okay, I knew it was like midsummer, but I couldn't remember June or July.
Is that a cancer baby?
He is a cancer baby.
Yep. Is he? Like me.
Yep.
We're cancers. Emotional. I love a cancer man, I'll be honest.
Oh,
I
yeah?
really do.
Josh is a cancer man, and that's what he said, because I was giving him a bunch of shit because I'm a Leo. Even though I was born in July, I'm like the very end of July, so I'm a Leo. And when I was pregnant, my due date was the 22nd, and the 23rd is the cutoff for like Leo cancer. So I was like, oh, I'll just hold him in for an extra day and he'll be a Leo with me. Josh took offense to that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, you know what, it's probably for the best, because I don't know what it would be like, a Leo combo.
I know.
Parent child, because there's got to be like a competition of who's going to be set on stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now there's none, because cancers are like, you have it. You go for it. That's okay.
They're big cheerleaders.
We are.
You give birth to your cheerleader.
It's wonderful.
It's fine with me.
Whenever I was pregnant with Sawyer, she was going to be a cusp. Like, the 27th was Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can't remember what the cusp, maybe 22, 23, was a Libra. And I went a week early with Noah. So I was like, she could be a Libra or she could be a Scorpio. And if she's a Scorpio, that's awesome. Because then me, her, and Noah are all water signs. Because he's a Pisces, I'm a Cancer, Scorpio, right?
I thought Scorpio's fire.
No, we had this discussion before on the podcast.
We did?
Yes.
Scorpio's a water sign?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense to me either.
Oh, wait. Now I have to Google it to make sure I'm not wrong.
I was going to say, while you Google that, Forrest was a cuspy baby, I believe, as well, because he was in between Virgo and Leo?
Yes.
Or Virgo and – what's the one after? No, Virgo and Leo is what it was. He's a Virgo.
Corey is a cusp baby. He was born right on the 22nd, and he – 23rd. I got that wrong. Whoopsies. Don't worry about that.
You didn't give birth to him. It's okay if you don't remember.
I'm not his mother.
It's not your birthday.
No. But he's in the Scorpio or Sagittarius. I feel like he's very much both the same. And those are two very, I feel like, different
Focus.
Ones.
What is a Scorpio?
Sorry.
It's okay. Christian's also born on the cusps, depending on like which sign.
It's a water sign. I was right.
That's
okay.
Crazy. Depending on which one you look at, he's either a Pisces or an Aquarius. So
nice. Those are interesting too. My sister's an Aquarius.
I don't know if I know many Pisces men. And
Noah.
Noah's a Pisces man? Okay. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. So Pisces is a water sign?
Yes.
And Scorpio? I'm upset about this.
I know. It's confusing.
Because I feel like there's a lot of signs that if you look at, this is not what this is supposed
to be.
No,
it's not. That's okay.
I feel like if you look at a lot of signs, they're not what that you think they would be.
No, I know.
I'm a Gemini. Am I wrong for thinking Geminis are earth signs? But they're air, I think.
Oh, I always forget air's a thing.
I have no idea. I mean, we could be talking last airbender here, and I still
Yeah, that's what I mean. The only way that I know that cancer was a water sign was because it's a crab. That's it. That's all I know about it.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, but Pisces is the fish.
But you wouldn't put a scorpion in water.
I bet they can swim.
I bet they surprise you. Oh my god, they're like land lobsters.
Well, that's why I think, yeah.
Land, probably do fine.
Land lobsters.
Yes. That's what they call if you the definition of a scorpion, if you look it up, is land lobster.
That makes sense.
That's what it is in Webster's dictionary.
So I'm saying I'm gonna redo the horoscope. Anyway.
Okay, we have let me tell you what we're gonna do first, and then we'll do a little bit more chit-chatty stuff. So I decided, and we decided last night, again, because we are so on top of things, that we would kind of go back to our roots, which is the old BuzzFeed articles that we love.
Love.
Yes. So we got a BuzzFeed article, and I believe it says, oh, no, I just went on a different tab to look up the Scorpio.
Well, I'll tell you.
Now, let me see if I can find it.
One of my favorite ones that we did that I didn't know was going to be a favorite was when we were turning 30, we read an article that was like 30 things to know about your 30s or like
it's going to be very much like that.
Helpful like your 30s. And the whole time we were like, you're fucking wrong. You're wrong for this. This advice sucks. Absolutely not. I just got spooked by the cat behind you.
Oh, yes. That's George.
George looks like a statue.
No, he's just a big goofball.
Like, he's goofball. So stoic back there. And so, like, I couldn't see him because you were, like, in front. And then you moved to the side. Statue cat.
Willard's like somewhere, too.
Willard is the other name?
Yeah.
I love an old – that's my theme with my pets is old man names. Yep. And we almost named Teddy George because I think that's such a – we have a Winston, a Frank, and then I thought either George or Ted. Ted is – we call him Ted.
We almost – I really voted for Dave.
Well, yeah, Dave's but that's one. My – that's my son's dad's name, so I felt like that would be a little passive aggressive.
I mean, we stand passive aggressiveness too. So
yeah, but it was a contender. I'm not gonna lie.
I thought it would have been an honor.
But yeah. Whatever.
This is an honor. He's a good dog. Okay, so this basically is a list of like BuzzFeed. Where does it say? The parents of BuzzFeed community sharing their best advice for first-time mom and dads. And I thought we could go through, read them, and say whether we agree or no.
All right. Ooh, I'm excited.
I know. I thought that would be fun.
I do have a question before we start. Do you have something off the top of the dome, completely unprepared, because we didn't tell you any of this before? Is there a piece of advice that someone gave you that you were like nodding your head, smiling, and like absolutely fucking not? No, thank you for that. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah, ooh, so we're going to Caribbean Island in July for a big family vacation, and we were getting our passports.
Why did I get chills?
That's really exciting.
I'm so excited for you.
It's the first time I'm leaving the country, so I'm like stoked.
Are you going to like all-inclusive type of thing?
No, there's a lot of us, and Christian's the youngest of four, so there's 19 like of us total, like just nieces, nephews, brother, sisters, like that whole group. There's like 19 of us. So his parents got us like a rental house and we're just all going. And
oh my God, that's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be really – I'm really excited about it. But anyway, we went to get our passports at the post office and the lady that was doing it, we had the baby with us obviously, and she was like, oh, you know, is he teething? Yeah. Just rub some alcohol on there and he'll go to sleep. It'll be fine. And I was like, totally. I'm totally going to do that.
No.
And then I said something about how long his nails were. And she goes, I said I needed to clip his nails. She's like, you can't clip his nails. That's bad luck. Yeah, she's like, you need
bad
to bite
luck.
Them. Yeah, she's,
yep, I was going to say, they always say to bite them.
She's like,
I will say that I did bite mine.
I'm so scared that I'm going to like nibble his little fingers off. Like, I'm just going to slip and there goes the tip of his finger. So
I'm more really likely to clip them.
I was going
to
say, I have really shaky hands. Jerry knows this. I get like the shakes bad. It's weird. But I will always get so nervous and that I'm going to. So I just, when she's right out of the bath because they're really soft, I just do a little nibble.
I have nibbled, but she told me that if I clipped my baby's nails that my baby was going to end up a thief like later in life.
Oh, that was like that's like a real mystical thing, right? Yeah, like a myth.
Yep.
Well, now I need to ask if my nails were trimmed or bit because
we are thieves.
I spent some time as a thief.
Oh my God, who doesn't have a shoplifting face?
Right? Oh my God. A little bit of adrenaline. I didn't do drugs, but I did steal so many like sticker nails from Walmart. Not from Walmart. From Walmart.
Never from a mom and pop store. No. We steal from the big people. Only.
Yeah. But this just reminded me, at my family's cookie baking, there was a list of recipes, and we were going through looking at the recipes, and people were like, hey, if you want one or you want to take photos of ones, whatever, because it was in my grandma's handwriting. I found a cough syrup recipe. Okay. A cough syrup recipe. And it says from an old Florence Graybill book. Okay. So this was in a book, okay? And I don't know who Florence Graybill is, but the fact that my grandma quoted her or at least like gave her some kind of credit makes me feel
like
it was
Dr. Lipschitz.
Yeah. Half a pint of whiskey.
Good. Hey, you won't have to worry about that cough because you will be fucking knocked out.
Okay. A small can of lemon juice.
Okay.
Half a pound of, I don't know if this says whorehound candy mixture.
it
looks like it does. In a double boiler and a cup of honey.
Mm. Oh, well, the honey makes sense.
Yeah, the honey. I'm like, the honey and the lemon, I get. Maybe. The rest are just
does that
like
not
off
say whorehound?
Fucking... Yeah, dude.
It says whorehound.
Like spelled like whore.
Like whore hound. One wow. word. Anyway, love so that. If you guys want that again, the cough syrup recipe, maybe I'll put it on our story for you guys.
Please don't do it.
We really highly
hey,
do not
don't
suggest.
Give your children whiskey is what no. we're saying. Don't yeah. give your children alcohol.
Yeah, no. She that lady was something. And I was just sitting there like, I'll totally do that.
That's the way it is. And if you try to tell them like, oh, no, we don't do things like that anymore, they're like, oh, instantly furious. And I'm like, the amount that I've gotten from older women about putting socks on my child, and I'm like, hey, you do it. She's going to rip those fuckers off in 2 seconds. Yeah. I said, watch her. She doesn't even have her sea legs yet. Okay. She's not good at walking. If you try to watch her walk on a hardwood floor in socks, she's freaking boop, 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 boop all over the place. Like, let those grippers grip on the ground.
I think that's part of the problem. They're like, we don't want these babies mobile.
No.
They keep need to stay stationary.
Potatoes as long
while
as
I make them their whiskey nightcap.
Cough syrup. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, if you just play the vacuum near their head, they'll sleep. And I'm like, really? Or were you drugging them? Because I don't know. Anyways, do you have one?
Oh, I think my least favorite one was the idea of like training a kid when they're supposed to eat and when they're supposed to sleep.
That
like,
was going to be mine.
I do know that like schedules are important and it is helpful, but something that I like
we're
on my
ripping
own.
Ripping the band-aids off the first couple ones, I will be honest. Yeah. But keep going.
I was learning about like what's going to be beneficial for baby and what
I was
makes
say,
sense.
Listen
just
to
human.
The baby more well, so than like the schedule.
That's
I
what
think.
They said. That it was like you have natural hunger cues as a person and you have natural tired cues as a person. Mm-hmm. And so if your baby is screaming and you know that like that's a hunger thing, you being like, no, baby.
It's not time for you to eat
I
yet.
Tell you when to eat.
Ugh.
You are telling them to ignore like normal hunger cues. And mm-hmm. that made no fucking sense to me. And so people are like, okay, so just put water in their bottle. That's dangerous as fuck.
They're
actually,
not supposed to have water.
No, we're not doing that.
So it's almost like we have so much information that says like, hey, I know you didn't know before, but we know now. So like, don't. And they're still like, worked for me.
It worked for me.
Worked for me.
Yeah. Yeah. The amount.
Did it.
So I had my second child, which I've talked a lot on this podcast and just in life about. She fucking hated sleeping when she was a little baby. She's gotten so much better. We figured out what worked for her. Surprise. No amount of sleep training worked for that baby.
Right.
She just, that doesn't do it for her. She is a different kind of baby. And my son, it was shocking to me because when we had my son, he fucking slept great. Still does to this day. He'll sleep like 13, 14 hours.
Bit of a
like
shock to her when Sawyer wouldn't sleep.
Oh my God. I was like, what am I doing wrong? And I was doing all the same thing. So it was just like, oh, it's just the baby. It's not me. But also then that like idea that you can train a baby is so, I feel like it made me spiral because I was like, I'm the failure here.
I'm a bad baby trainer.
Yeah, I didn't get my training. She got to go back to training.
They've got movies on how to train your dragon. They've got whole channels on how to train dogs. Why does no one show you how to train a baby?
Oh, they do. Trust me. There's lots of, because people would give me so many links and advice. And I was like, hey, I'm telling you, I spend so fucking much time with this baby. That doesn't work for her. Yep. Thank you for the advice. But I also don't want to hear it anymore because I'm telling you, won't work.
But also, like, did I ask for your advice?
Thank you.
That part.
Yeah. Because at this point, she was like 8, 9 months old. And they're like, oh, if you would have just done this. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That's so
helpful. I haven't slept in a fucking year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's the only thing I was missing was to put a white noise machine in her room. We sleep with 5 fans in her room. Okay. I don't think a white noise machine is going to be the thing that fixes the problem. Anyways, sorry, I get really
so worked up about that. I do want to say before we like, I know we've already talked 20 minutes about mom stuff, but I do want to say that like this is a Mother's Day special. And at this point, we have done some kind of mom shit every year for Mother's Day. But like Mother's Day is not like a super fun time for everyone for one reason or another. It's a reminder either of a loss or of their own personal journey to motherhood or their relationship with their mom. Maybe they lost their mom. So like, we just want to say to anyone, hey, if this isn't your vibe this week, we'll see you next week or something else.
Totally. No hard feelings.
Don't put yourself through something that's going to make you, feel badly. We don't want to bring that. But we hope that if you do stick around that, you know,
you have a silly, goofy time. Also, this is everything we're saying is 100% our opinions. If you do it, I don't think you're a bad person. I'm not shaming you. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, not my vibe, not whatever my thing. That's my opinion. That's our opinion.
You give your baby half a pint of whiskey.
That's who am I to
judge? I'm going to judge you. I'm going to say it.
I will. Hey. I will judge you for that.
Erica, that's her.
Don't give your baby alcohol. That's my thing. That's it.
Sarah and I won't judge you, but we brought Erica in
to judge you.
To specifically judge.
This is what she's here for.
That's my job.
That is the job. We brought the judgy in.
Yes.
To judge.
We're afraid of getting yelled at.
I don't give a fuck. We will. Let's judge some people.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house
and more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. Oh, I know that because when I go to Sierra's, there it is. Every month.
It's so nice. It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
Prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy, the beginner's yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Allo Moves had stretching classes, flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so, so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
Allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
All right, here we go.
Some advice.
The number one. Okay, so this is kind of what I was just ranting about, but we're going to read it anyways. Don't tiptoe around your sleeping baby. My daughter was very sick for the first 2 years of her life, but unless she was having a particularly bad day, we had normal activity in the house. I would vacuum around her bassinet and she'd be out like a light. Because of this, she can still sleep through almost anything. Life isn't going to be quiet when the baby is needing sleep, and you will not regret letting them learn to sleep with average noise going on around them. Wrong.
Okay, so like I did try to do this when he was when he was a newborn. You know, we tried to do our regular things, but here's the thing, our house is quiet even before the baby, so like me doing my regular things was still pretty quiet, and yeah, it hasn't really made that big of a difference in how he sleeps now. So,
and I truly believe that like there are adults who are heavy and light sleepers. Corey can sleep through fucking anything. That dude sleeps on the floor sometimes. I'm like, how'd you get down there? But he like doesn't remember. He's like, I was sleeping, now I'm on the floor. I don't know. And me, if I hear my child coughing in the next room, I'm like, I'm up, I'm alert, I'm awake. Like, I am such a light sleeper. I think that's the same with babies. So like putting that one size fits all thing, like, oh, if you just are loud all the time, your baby will learn to sleep through it. I don't really think that that's the case.
Well, because I don't. Yeah. And I think that's the part, is I don't think it's a foolproof plan. I don't think a baby can be trained into sleeping through things. Now, I will say that like my dogs bark a lot.
Same.
And so when I was pregnant, they barked constantly. And so we found out that like Ollie didn't really give a shit and Forrest doesn't really give a shit when the dogs bark when they're sleeping. And it's because that was something that like from, I don't know, creation that they had experienced, you know, since they were able to hear underwater, they heard dogs barking. But it wasn't like as soon as they were born, I would take the dogs into the room and be like,
go ahead,
speak, speak, hound. Teach this baby to sleep through your barks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just couldn't. Literally any time that I just put her to sleep where we went to sleep. And like I said, where I can't sleep with light on or with I need a fan and darkness and quiet. So like obviously she's going to get used to that because she slept in our room because that's what they tell you to do for the first however long. Turns out for me it's forever.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're getting there because he's also still in bed with us. We're co-sleeping. I know. Oh my. We're not supposed to. I mentioned that on one of our episodes like 2 weeks ago or something, and I got a DM that was like, hey, you really shouldn't do that. Bitch, I know I'm not supposed to do that. I know. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. This is what I always said whenever it's kind of like a risk versus reward type of thing. Mm. I understand that there's a risk. There's a risk to driving in my car with my child. Okay. But do I need to go to the store to get food? Yes. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I'm doing it safely.
Yes.
When it comes to, I mean, my daughter's over one. So like, I don't really think there's a big thing with it now, but we do co-sleep with her. And we decided that because after around the time that she turned one, she was still getting up every 2 hours, if maybe every hour. And I remember one time I went to go downstairs and I was like so sleep deprived that I felt drunk. Like the room was spinning and I was holding her. And I called Corey to call his mom because I was like, I can't go down the steps holding her because I feel like I'm drunk right now. So what's the bigger risk? Me having to take care of her all day long by myself with feeling like I'm intoxicated. Yeah. And or you know, me having her in my bed in a safe way so that she, you know,
because
that's just
said,
kind of what I had to do. I had to do it. And guess what? She sleeps through the night beautifully now. Like literally, I mean, does she kick me in the head sometimes?
Yes.
Or
oh, it's for sure.
Everybody's like, well, you could, you know, the risk, which I understand, but that baby makes herself known in my bed. Like, she is very much a starfish. You know where she's at. And she is the one that, like, she'll be on top of you. I sleep sometimes and her ass is in my face. I'm like, cool. Yeah. Love this.
They say that driving tired is just as bad, if not worse, than driving drunk.
So, like, obviously, why would I do that while I'm taking care of a child?
We're not advocating for anyone to drive drunk or tired. But no. I'm just saying you – there are studies that show that sleep deprivation is incredibly
dangerous.
Dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you got to do what you got. It's survival.
You
got to
weigh your risks out. And that's what I did. And that's what made me feel comfortable with making that choice. I don't ever make any choices when it comes to motherhood lightly. And
for
I know
sure.
that there's not any right or wrong, but that is what frustrates me when people on the internet are like, so, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yes, I know. Trust me, everything you're saying, I know, but you also don't know my side of why I had to pick it.
Right.
Because
things aren't black and white like that. And again, it's based on the kid because Ollie had to sleep. Luckily, I had big boulder boobies like when he was born.
God, I miss my pregnancy boobs. Holy crap.
He could tuck his head underneath my chin and he would sleep in between my boobs. Was that the safest way for him to sleep? Absolutely not. But when he was not sleeping at all and I felt like I'm gonna die, I did what I had to do. We found safer ways as, you know, he became more tolerant of not being between my boulder boobs. But Forrest, he didn't want to sleep with us.
That's how Noah's been. So, Noah was not he didn't need to be touched when we slept. So like again, it's very it's easy to say, oh, I never did that with mine. But like until you get a baby who needs you to touch them while they're sleeping, 24, my daughter will literally, while we sleep now, because she is 19 months almost, she'll go like this. She'll grab my hand and put it on like her face. So she wants me to like cup her cheek. She will do it in the middle of the night, reach for my hand and be like,
that's so cute though.
It's so cute. I know. Me and Jerry was talking about that. She's like, when do you think you'll ever like move her over? I'm like, honestly, I don't want to now. It's so cute.
It's so cute. That's the thing. I'm to that point. Like, I want my bed back. I want I'm over breastfeeding. That's a whole other, we'll get to that later. But
yeah,
like I'm to the point where like I want to transition him out of my bed. But then at the same time, I love waking up next to him every morning and his little sweet chubby little cheeks just smile at me and they're like, oh, good morning. And his eyes are so bright and he's like, good morning. How could I give this up?
Right? Sawyer will roll over at me and go, hi. So she wakes up just like, hi. So happy. Or sometimes she'll wake up counting. I don't know. It's so freaking cute. I just can't.
It's so
sweet. I was going to ask you too, when you decided, I know the answer for us, but
next one's kind of transitions. So go
decided ahead. To co-sleep, because it is a decision normally made out of just like desperation.
100%.
Was that tough for you? Like, did you feel a lot of shame, or were you just like, hop on in here, baby?
Yeah.
That's because I had waited so long that I was at my breaking point. So that's kind of how I was as well.
I didn't wait very long. I told myself my whole pregnancy, I'm like, that's not going to be me. I'm not going to co-sleep. It's dangerous. I've read all the studies. I worked in public health. Like, we talk about safe sleep all the time. But he's in the bassinet next to me, and I was not sleeping because even though he's literally right next to me, he was inside of me for 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having him away from me, especially at the beginning, was so difficult. He's exclusively breastfed. So picking him up in the middle of the night at an awkward angle to bring him into my bed. Mm-hmm. And then I have to feed him half asleep.
And then you're like, yep.
And then have to put him back in without waking him up, without dropping him, because it's, you know, an awkward angle.
Yeah.
And it was just a whole
thing. And you're sleep deprived.
And I'm so tired. And every single little movement and noise that he made, I was awake for. I'm like, okay, he's.
You're like, what's going on?
And they want you to sleep on it. He wants to sleep on his back and alone and all these things and it's swaddled. And I'm like, okay, well, is he too hot? Is he too? It's July. It's hot in my bedroom. Like, did you know? It was too much. So I made it 3 months before it, because I was starting to just like.
That's feed a long him. Time though.
That is,
yeah.
Especially in newborn years.
Yeah, like, right?
When you talk about newborn time.
I would feed him and then I'd burp him and he'd just be laying on my chest and I would just slowly like sink back to where I'm leaning back and he's on my chest and then I'm asleep and it's, you know what? He's just gonna stay in bed with me. So it just slowly evolved.
There was nights and it scared the shit out of me too. That was when I realized as well that I would be holding her, like feeding her as well, because she was breastfeeding, and I'd wake up and be like, ah, where is she? Is she in my blankets or whatever? But she was just in my arms, but I would freak out about it. And I'm like, this is not safe either.
Yeah.
Being this like,
I'd forget that I put Ollie back and I'd wake up throwing the covers off of me and then he'd be sleeping in the bassinet next to me. And I'm like,
oh there you are.
Right? Yeah.
Well, the next one is, I think, transitions beautifully. It says, the best thing you can give your baby is a healthy, happy mom. No, not breast is best, not bottle is best, not stay at home is best, daycare is best. Do what you need to do in order to be the best version of yourself.
That's great advice. I agree.
That's probably the best advice that you can give somebody, because I think too much people are focused. And we've talked about this, I think, probably last time on the pregnancy one, when you were pregnant, is that people focus so much on baby, 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 baby. And no one's focusing on the mom, I feel, in a lot of ways. So it is kind of, it makes you feel like, but what about me? I'm still a person and I am in the fucking trenches right now. Like, I need help as well. Mm-hmm. So there's so much just pressure and everything put on you to make not only the right decision, but the best decision and the healthiest decision. And everything is like, so, I don't know. It's just a lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the best thing is just to be, know your baby, know yourself, and make the choices that.
Absolutely. My cousin just had her baby like literally yesterday. I threw her baby shower in March, and then she gave birth at home yesterday with like no pads. She had a doula and they gave birth in the bathtub, and I'm just like blown away.
Like actual bathtub or like blow up tub?
The picture makes it look like it was a blow up tub.
Okay.
I'm actually trying to know.
I'm trying to picture.
Yeah. I'm trying to give her space because she just had, you know, a baby.
Yes, totally.
So, but the pictures that I got, she's just like, she looks so happy and glowing and like euphoric. And
yeah.
I'm just so happy for. But when I texted her, I was like, you are so strong. You are. I'm so proud of you. Like, yes, your baby's perfect. Moving on. You're incredible.
Yes.
You should be so proud of yourself. And I mean, I would say that to any woman, even if they didn't just,
right,
you know, do it at home by themselves.
Right.
But
yes. Right.
And that's what I tried to like focus on, because I didn't get as much of that when I gave birth. Like, it was,
yes,
how's the baby? Oh, your baby's so perfect. You know, you did great, blah, blah, blah. But like,
totally.
I still felt like it was all so focused on the baby. And this, oh, makes me God, sound selfish, but like, I'm,
no, it does,
I'm
not,
still here.
It does not.
You know?
No. It's, I think it's so normal. But we're, again, I think that moment that you transition to parenthood, it's almost like, not you anymore. Now this.
And yeah. Well, it wasn't like, you during the pregnancy.
Oh, that's
either,
so true.
You, yeah, know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
It was, you were an incubator.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now, like, who cares about the incubator? The baby's here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When chicks hatch out of, and they're done using the incubator, people aren't like, oh,
does
what
the
do
incubator
we need,
to do? Need
food? Does it need cleaned up? Does it need reset? Does,
exactly,
it need placement? No one gives a fuck about it. They're, yeah, just like, baby chicks, cute.
Yeah.
Can I take it?
That's exactly how I felt. Yeah. So I tried to go like in my text to her above and beyond and saying like, she's, yeah, great. And if she,
oh,
needs anything,
awesome,
like I just went through it myself. Like,
yeah,
let me know. But she's, yeah, she's, have you guys heard of a lotus birth? Did we talk about this last time?
What is a lotus birth?
I feel like but I can't remember.
She,
I feel like I know.
I don't know if she's doing it because I haven't asked her yet, but a lotus birth is when you, leave the placenta and the umbilical cord attached.
Yes.
Until it falls off naturally on its own. So you put the placenta in like a little bag and carry it around with your baby until it all falls off naturally.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could ever do that.
I could not.
It was just a lot for me to lug around my
Yeah. That sounds very heavy.
A lot of
that
extra stuff. And just a lot of stuff you got to be wary of. I was already like with her little cord.
Mm-hmm.
I was so scared every time I had to change the diaper that I was like, I'm going to rip it off.
My pant loop gets caught on a door or like cabinet. There's no way. There's
that's
no
what
way.
I'm saying. So I don't know if she decided to do it or not.
My yarn.
I tried to like say like, that sounds really dangerous. I don't think that you should do it. She's like, oh, but the benefits and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, but.
Right.
But I don't but the placenta then, once it's not attached to you,
it starts to decay. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
No.
So
I didn't even think about that.
That worries me about it being attached
to a baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious if anyone has like done this and what they think about it, because I know I'm having a very visceral, like judgy reaction. But
you're rubbing off on us.
That freaks me out.
Yeah, it freaks me out too.
I know it was crazy whenever I had Sawyer. They did do like the delayed cord clamping.
Yeah.
So I literally watched all of the stuff run. It like I watched it run till it was like white.
Yeah.
And it was wild to see. They were just like waiting. And obviously I'm sitting there like, my adrenaline's going crazy. Yeah. And she's on me at that point. I'm pretty sure. I think they put her directly on me. So I can see it. And Corey's like waiting there to cut it. And they're like, hold on, we're going to wait. And you can just see like the last of it run. And then it's all white. And I was like, oh, that was wild. That was wild. But then I want to be like, all right, it's done its job, like get it off.
Yeah. I don't even, they did the delayed cord clamping for me, but I was concerned about other things. And
yeah,
oh totally.
Yeah,
I think I would have liked to have done that, but forced birth was such a dangerous situation that like there was no time. Like he was moments from not being here. And so like they had to cut it immediately to get it off of him, essentially.
Yeah.
Which I was completely unaware of until after the fact. I thought the reason Shane was just so emotional was because I was just screaming my head off for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But
turns out no.
Anyway.
Wow, that's so scary. Okay, the next one is, do night feeds in the dark. They'll get the hang of night and day a bit quicker, and you will get your own much needed sleep. Again, maybe I think
that in my experience was true.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, but your babies have always been good sleepers, I feel. Maybe not Ollie.
But No, he was the only reason he was not a good sleeper in the beginning is because he was allergic to my breast milk, and so he had a lot of gas, and so I had to. Do you know how much fucking breast milk I had stored up for when I went back to teach that I had to throw completely away because all of it was had the whatever was making him react?
Yeah,
it was all contaminated.
Oh, that's devastating.
And I know someone's probably like, why didn't you donate it? Because I'm an idiot.
I don't think we knew back then. Yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't even know that back when you had him. I do now, but I didn't know that was even a thing.
I was like, well, what if I'm gonna make another baby react? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe this is poisonous. Maybe I just got a bad batch of
boobs. Bad batch of tits.
Yeah. That is devastating.
You're exclusively breastfeeding.
Yes.
So what do you do? What do you do with them things?
What do you do with them things, girl?
In terms of what? Like,
do you turn the lights on? Are you leaving in the dark? What are you doing?
We have a nightlight. Like, I can't do shit in the dark.
Me neither.
We have a nightlight that's on all the time. And that it's not super bright, but it's bright enough to where I can, see. You know, if he's drowning or not, but
yeah, I was gonna say also when you're breastfeeding, no, it's so scary sometimes when you're breastfeeding because I remember, especially if I'm thinking Noah too, but if Sawyer went like a longer period of sleeping time, and then they were really gorged, dude. Then when I would let down, it would be like, yes. So I would be like, I'd have to pull her off sometimes and like wait until it slowed down because she would literally choke. It was just way too much. Also, night feedings like in complete darkness whenever you have a breastfeeder is so scary because if they don't get the perfect latch, I remember sometimes she'd latch just on the nip part and dude, the pain.
I'm over here like formula feeding my kids, having no concept of what this is about.
That's why I was like, I could never do completely dark night feedings because I had to have some kind of a night. I think I had like a salt lamp nightlight, but I had to make sure she got around the whole thing because if not, and she just clamped the tip.
Yep.
That's not a way you want to wake up.
We had, because, you know, regardless of whether you're breastfeeding or not, a lot of times you have to do changings in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And so we had one of those like press lights that you would like used to keep in a closet or something.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'd keep that on the like underside of the changing table.
Oh, that's kind of, be a nice glow.
Yeah. So it was like, it didn't really hurt my eyes when I turned it on. Like, no one was like, whoa, damn, that is a lot of light.
Yeah.
It was just, like, enough so I could see what the fuck I was doing. But.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments.
Mm.
You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to, and they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents.
For my formula feeding people, there are bottles, and maybe you all know this, there are
bottles. She made me get them and they were fucking awesome.
Where the formula and the water are separate and all you have to do is press a button and shake it.
And it mixes.
Every time I shake, I feel like my arm
is. I'm you really shake going.
It and then it's ready to go. So
you can keep it on your nightstand.
Oh. And that's what I do. Yeah. I would grab it, eyes still closed, pop Click. It, shake it. I still have a bop it in my head. And then I would just pop it in his mouth. Sometimes when he got to the point, because Ollie slept with us until he was like 7 months old. We moved out of my house when he was 3 months old, lived with my parents for a month. So he stayed in our bed. Then we remodeled our house. And so he was in bed with us because he didn't have a room until he was like 7 months old. And so he was able to hold it himself. So I'd shake it, just hand it to him and come back. Like, to bed.
Love you, bud.
So cute.
Was that probably not safe? Probably.
Well, at least you were right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like past the needing to be burped.
Yeah.
Part. So.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't burp them when they breastfeed. It's been so long now. It's been almost a year since I stopped breastfeeding.
You can. I mean, sometimes he needed it. Sometimes he doesn't. It was just kind of whatever he – I don't know.
I was like, is there air in my tits? I can't
remember. Well, sometimes if they're not good, good latchers, then they can get.
Because I remember she would pull back sometimes and just like bleh, as she's feeding. But then she's also getting shot with milk in the face because my boobs weren't going to stop. They were like, you've started us and now we're going to finish.
Yeah. So, I'm still like that. Like I it's been, he's almost 10 months old and I still have to wear breast pads. Like I still leak all the time. It's
good for you.
Insane.
I mean, I feel
I'm
bad.
I'm so sick of wearing a bra. It's not even funny.
I know. That's why, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to stop. But my boobs
I don't have
almost
right
weaned
now.
Themselves. I know. I wish I could do, but this is kind of a transparent shirt. And I was like, am I ready for everyone to see my mauve nipples? I don't know.
If I didn't have my overalls on, you would be able to see
like, the outline.
It would be like a topography map. Elevations would be very visible.
Yeah. Free the nip.
Free the nip. But yeah, my boobs just, they like weaned her off themselves because it just like stopped at around 6 months. I was trying so much and then she was getting nothing. So then I'd top her off with formula and everyone was
top
like,
her off.
I would. And then everyone was like, no, you just have to feed her more. And I'm like, she's on my tits 24/7. I can't do this anymore. But then I always got jealous when people were like, oh, I'm still like, it's coming out so forcefully. And I'm like, oh, my boobs stopped themselves. But Jerry knows at that point I was so ready. I was ready to be done.
I'm ready to be done.
I know. I wanted to make it 6 weeks because I didn't make it that far with Noah. And then I made it 6 months and I felt like, good job, Sierra. You did it.
Everybody keeps asking me, like, what's your breastfeeding goal? Like, when are you going to stop? I'm like, I don't know. Whenever. But now I'm like, okay, well, he started biting me while he eats. And that's fucking awful. So I'm ready to be done. But he hasn't done it in like 3 days. So knock on wood, he doesn't do it. Soon.
I just found wood for you to knock on.
Feed Sawyer and she would literally reach into my bra to like twist my other nip to play with, and I was like, absolutely not, we're not doing this right now. No ma'am, I'm not. They're both so sensitive, and then you're just like twiddling this one.
Oh, yeah,
it felt like freaking needles in my
Ollie
nipple.
Ollie was such a butt shit latcher. That's what they call him. They call him old butt
shit
latcher.
Yep.
And my one boob was just like destroyed. And every time he went to latch on it, one time I raised a fist. I didn't touch him, but like,
dude,
reactionary. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
the first time he bit me, I was, we were sitting on the couch. Christian was right next to me. He fucking bit me and I screamed. I was like, wah, like, what did you do? And he just kind of like looked at me shocked and then he laughed.
The baby? I didn't know if you were talking about Christian.
No. He looked at the baby, looked up at me, right? Shocked, and then laughed at me.
I was going to say your baby's name, but then I'm like, do people know? It's on your Instagram.
Yeah, it's Olson. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I remember last year we
hadn't told anybody yet. Yes.
Yeah. It's so cute.
It is so cute.
Yeah. He laughed at me. And then I was like, don't do that. And he was still acting like he was hungry. So I put him back on, like, hey, don't do that again. Put him back. He instantly bit me. And I like threw him at Christian. I was like, take this baby. I got to go. And I stood up and walked away. And Christian was giving me a hard time. He's like, he's just a baby. He doesn't know any better.
Okay, well,
give me your nipple.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me bite you and then we'll talk.
Okay, well, I'm still a human being, okay?
Yeah. Yes,
and my nipple hurts, so I'm going to step away before I do something I regret.
Yeah. That's the thing. They're allowed to be a baby and not know any better.
Sure.
But I still have human reactions to things, and I'm doing my best not to take it out on the thing that doesn't know.
Yeah, so me removing myself from the situation is a best-case scenario.
It's the best I can do right now. Friend.
Yeah, sorry.
So here's another thing, piece of advice that somebody gave me and shouldn't have. They were like, well, have you bitten him back?
I knew it. I knew it was going to be bite him back. I've heard that as well. Bite him back. What? In what world?
I'm not gonna bite my baby.
I'm not a dog.
Yeah, like I understand. Like, just smack him in the mouth. He's 9 months old. Because at that point, in the mouth gonna do?
They don't know. They have no idea. Obviously, because he's not a psychopath, so like he doesn't realize that what he just did, because he laughed, right? Yeah. Okay, at your reaction. So like he's either a psychopath, which I don't believe, it's that maybe 9 month olds don't know what's going on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They just, their brain is not developed.
Right. Yeah. So
even as a toddler, I just saw a TikTok where a professional was talking about like why timeout doesn't necessarily work. And it's because when you put a kid in timeout, normally what they say is think about what you've done. The part of the brain that does that, they don't have it. So they're just sitting there and you're like, so why were you in timeout? I don't fucking know.
I know.
You just told me to stay here for a while, so I did.
That did nothing for me. Thanks.
You're right.
You just wasted both of our time.
But that's the same thing with like hit him back. Okay, but he just knows he got hit. He doesn't know why.
And now makes no sense. That whole thing is just like that entire interaction, if it would do anything in his brain, is just like, I'm scared of mom now.
Yeah, exactly.
Fear. That's it. So
and
good
I don't
job.
I want them to be afraid of
no.
me. And
no.
I saw another. This is me telling you about all the TikToks. I send you shit on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook separately, at least 5 a day. At least.
Yes.
And one of them that I saw was this person talking about, oh, you know, someday if my kid ever does that, I'm going to beat their ass, blah, blah, blah. And this person was like, do you understand that when you are thinking about having a family someday, what you fantasize about isn't playing with them, isn't going to their recital, isn't going walking them down the aisle or their first day of school, it's hitting them.
It's having that power, that control over someone.
Is hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't.
And I'm like, you wouldn't. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yucky.
Yeah.
No, thank
you. I know that, you know, corporal punishment and hitting my children is not something that I agree with or feel comfortable with or think anyone should do. But hearing someone say like, that's what you fantasize about.
Yeah, that's
you daydream
moment.
About hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked
disturbing.
Up.
Disturbing. Yeah.
Yes, like take a step back and think about who you are as a person because
mm-hmm.
yikes.
Big yikes.
Need some
Well, that kind of transitions into this one a little bit too. We keep accidentally doing that, but it works. This is more so for older children, but not babies maybe, but I guess you could. It says, avoid using the words, I love you, but when your child does something wrong. Instead say, I love you and. It's a small difference, but it expresses that your love is unconditional and not based on their behavior.
Okay.
So I know I would never even think of that, but like that's such a when we talk about like words matter,
it negates everything before it.
100%. So it's like, I love you, but you can't keep doing that. I love you, but I can't have you, blah, 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 whatever. So if you're just like, I love you and
I'm not going to let you hit me.
Yes.
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 Well, because we highlight that.
Because I love you, I'm not going to let you hit me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we highlight that in stories that we read on our show. Oh, I love my husband so much, but.
What? Not, yeah.
Now, I will say, I believe that the only unconditional relationship that exists in the world and should exist in the world. That's a big fucking statement, Jerry. But here we go. is parent to child.
Yeah.
That is the only relationship that I believe should be unconditional. You have conditions in your marriage.
Oh, totally.
You have conditions.
Hey, don't fuck other people. That's my condition.
You have conditions, and that's fine. That is normal. That is healthy. You have conditions with your friends. You have conditions with your coworkers. I believe as a child, you have conditions for your parents.
Right.
Of what is acceptable and how you should be treated by someone. Mm-hmm. But a parent to a child is unconditional because they didn't ask to be here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They didn't ask for you either.
Yes. Yes. Ooh.
Preach.
That gave me Caribbean chills. That's how I felt about that. Yes, they didn't ask for you.
Yeah.
The I didn't ask to be here is something I've heard, but like specifically because, you know, movies, media, they're like, oh, that baby chose you. That soul chose you. No,
I don't remember doing that shit. I don't remember doing that. I think I would have chose to come to the middle of Ohio. Come on, my friend.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic here.
I'd have chose somewhere with healthcare.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Or at least a beach. God damn.
Eerie.
I was about to say, don't you guys have Erie? All right, well,
we've got
Lake Michigan and we don't count that. So
I was going to say, I went in Lake Erie one time. One time I dunked my head under and immediately got a nosebleed. And I don't know what that says about what's in there, but it can't be good.
I was in Michigan and I was on it was Lake Erie, but I was on the Michigan side. And I was getting eaten alive by sand flies. And then I got BV. Now, I did leave a tampon in me for a month, but
a month?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Jerry. Not on purpose. I wasn't doing some kind of an experiment.
Okay. It was an acetate.
As high as asparagus. Right.
That's just a big acetate. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It got really wedged up there.
It did.
And then forgotten about. We don't use those anymore. Nope. Turns out.
Disc girly only.
Yep. Those are much easier to find.
But if you do leave them in longer than they say, it is significantly harder to get them out because they vacuum into you.
Okay.
Which one? The disc or the?
Yeah, the disc.
Really? You did that?
They're leaving it for 12 hours and I'm 24? Okay.
Okay. 48? We'll see. The discs are difficult because I really do forget that they're in there. I really forget.
Yeah.
I forget that I'm even supposed to be on my period because there's just nothing. And then I'll be like, oh my God, when was the last time I took that out? Shit.
Sometimes I just stick a finger up there to see because I can't be trusted. I mean, my track record is butt shit.
Butt shit. Yeah. No, I just got my first period in 7 years.
And oh shit. Because were you on some kind of hormonal
birth control? I had an IUD.
Yes.
I had an IUD for 5 years. Took it, for 5, 6 years, whatever. Took it out. I was pregnant, got pregnant immediately. Didn't even barely bleed when they took it out. Didn't bleed the whole time I was pregnant. And then I've been breastfeeding. So haven't had
a period. While I was breastfeeding. Isn't that some fucking shit?
Well, I just started.
It barely happens. Well, it happened to me.
Yeah.
Maybe your body's ready to wean. So that would be.
Are you scared then about getting pregnant again?
I'm not on birth control. So I have religious health care here. That's all we have here. I'd have to drive 45 minutes to get non-religious health care. But because Christian works for that religious hospital group, that's who gives us our insurance. So my insurance won't cover it.
What's religious? Is that pool and pray?
I was like, do they just give you a thermometer and are like, check the basal body temperature?
Yeah.
Is it basil? Like the spice?
I think it's like basil.
Basil?
Maybe not basil.
Jeff Basil body temperature?
Sounds right to me.
Okay.
So they won't cover. They said they would cover a select few birth control pills. But my provider didn't recommend them because I was trying to exclusively breastfeed and that can mess with your milk production.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, thanks. We'll just use a condom. So
yeah.
First time we've been using that in 10 years and that sucks.
Hate those.
Yeah.
I mean, do it if you protection's good. But also I was like, I don't want this anymore.
Do you two want more kids?
I do.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
I'm still trying to convince Christian. He does, but he's like, oh, we need to wait a little bit. And I'm like, 18 months? And he's like, no, a little bit longer than that. And I'm like, oh, we'll see.
Well, I did find out we'll I was see. Pregnant with Forrest 2 days before Ollie's first birthday.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and that, well, I wouldn't recommend it, but I mean, at this moment, they're at such a beautiful, beautiful age together. I actually am so grateful that it happened.
Yeah.
But Shane did
first couple
immediately get a vasectomy after that.
Yeah. So you were just like, absolutely can't.
Do I still take pregnancy tests almost every month? Yeah, I do. Because if someone is going to get pregnant after a vasectomy, it's me. So
it happened to my aunt and uncle.
See?
They had three kids. He got a vasectomy. Now they have four kids. So
we can't keep hearing these stories.
I can't. Although.
No, stop it. No, stop it. I'm at such a like, I can't wait to get, no, I can wait, but like, I'm excited for that moment where I have just a little bit of freedom back, you know, but I've also been parenting for 11 years now, and now I'm doing it all over again. So like the thought of having another baby, I'm just like, I can't
well,
even think
for me,
about it.
For me in my house, I think that if I were to get pregnant, on a vasectomy, like with a vasectomy baby, it would be a girl, because I feel like the only thing that's going to really like work to get through that is a girl.
Really shake things
X,
up.
X. Yes.
I think all the XYs are like, we're out. Bye.
No, I'm not working that hard.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. This is another one that I think we would agree with. So I'm not even going to spend that much time on it. It just says learn to apologize to your kids.
Oh, 100%.
It lets them know that you're just a person who is also learning, and it empowers them to learn from mistakes. I will never be the type of mom that's like 100% able to gentle parent. I think I do gentle parent. I think that sometimes I get confused about gentle parenting, and that even though I'm not like, sometimes I'm like, no, I can't listen to that. You know what I mean? I get a little bit of that. But it's still like being gentle. I'm not like beating him up.
Respectful parenting.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. And I definitely think I do that, because when I do lose my shit, because I'm a human being who gets very overstimulated very easily, I love to go apologize to my children. Well, Sawyer doesn't really fucking get it right now.
Like, but it's still important to do it then.
It is.
Even
it is.
When they don't really,
I do. And
they can't really communicate, she's or just like understand.
Meh. But yes. I love to do it. And I like Noah to see me do it to her. But I also enjoy doing it with him as well. Because I think at this age, we have a really good conversation about it then. Like, it's really nice to have that moment where we can talk about, like, what really just happened there? Yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm still a human being. And, like,
right.
You're going to have moments like this all the way up until you're not alive anymore, probably.
Well,
so, like,
and that's something that I've shared before, that my first therapist, Barbara, told me, was, like, I was worried. I go, how – I feel like I'm apologizing all the time. At what point is it just meaningless?
Yeah.
And she was like – you apologizing is setting just as good of an example as never messing up. She's like, your kids are going to screw up, and it's important for them to know that that's normal. Because sometimes if you make it seem that being perfect is the norm, they can be full of and filled with shame.
That's an unrealistic expectation.
Instead of being like, okay, I had a moment. I had a human moment. Mm-hmm. Now all I have to do is communicate that, and that I'm safe to do that. She's like, that is equally as important and meaningful. And I'm like, okay, Barbara, where
is it? It's really cool too when your kid gets old enough that you start to see it working back, like that they will come up to you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, blah blah blah. Like, that moment is so cool when you're like, damn,
Forrest is two and he's already doing
it's
well,
awesome.
That's the thing too, like, the more you're communicating with them, listen to me say that when I have a 10-month-old, like, it's fine.
You're allowed.
But the more you're communicating with them, the more they're going to learn that it's okay for them to communicate with you, and that you're a safe place, and it's going to be so much safer for them as they grow up and go through life.
Right.
And they're going to make mistakes. So it's nice to know that they can come to you when they do, because again, that's an unrealistic expectation for them to not fuck up, especially in like the preteen teenage years. Like, it's gonna happen, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I think that's a really good thing to set up, like, when it does.
Sorry, I just had a memory. So Ollie is 4.5, and he something happened with Forrest. I didn't see it. I was making him a smoothie. I turn around. Forrest is having an absolute fucking meltdown. And, he's two. Having a meltdown, I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah.
And so I look at Ollie and I said, what happened? And he had his hands and he was like being weird with them, which to me was a sign of like, I did something and I'm nervous and I'm anxious. And so I said, hey, bud, you're not going to get in trouble. He's at preschool now. So I'm assuming that there's consequences there that are not normally consequences at home. And so I said, you're not going to get in trouble. I just didn't see what happened and I can't understand your brother. And I just want to understand what's going on.
Right.
So I know how to help. And he said, I hit him. And I said, well, do we think that was a good choice? And he was like, no. And I said, do you want to apologize? And he said, sorry, Bubba. And I got really close to him because Forrest goes, that's okay.
Oh,
I got really close to Ollie and I was like, there is nothing that you could do where I will not love you.
Yeah.
I want you to be honest with me so I can help you.
Yes.
It is never so that I can hurt you use it against you. I am always on your team. And he just shook his head. And then I went to Forrest and I was like, and I love you. There's nothing you could do that I wouldn't love you. And I'm on your team. And Ollie goes, but are you still on my team then?
Whose team are you on? I don't understand.
Yeah, I was like, we're all on a team. We're all on a team.
This is a team.
Team Steinmetz. That's what we're here for. Okay. Yeah. We're together.
Have you guys seen the girl on TikTok? I think her name's Laura. And her one kid is Jonah. And I don't remember the other one's name off the top of my head right now. But I see her all the time. And she's incredible with gentle parenting. And her kids are so independent. And they're he's the one that's, like, cooking by himself. And he's, like, three or four.
Yeah.
And he makes eggs. And, like, he's incredible. I watch her stuff all the time. I'm like, okay, I need to remember how she's talking to them so that when this situation arises, I can talk to my kid like that.
Yeah. Right.
And those kids to each other are so gentle and appreciative and apologetic and all these things. I'm like, oh, she's doing such a good job.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It is so – you question so many things that you do as a parent. And you're like, is this working? And then there's moments where
– you see it.
Yes. Yeah. And like I don't teach my kids to share. I don't force them to say I'm sorry. And no judgment if this is something that people do. I don't force them to say please, thank you, excuse me, you're welcome, bless you. My kids do all of that though.
Yeah.
Like Forrest all the time is like, thank you, mom. Excuse me. After he burped. I've never taught him to say excuse me after he burped. But he says it now. And it's just because of modeling. And I know that when he does it, it's because he – wants to and not because he has to. And it's just I don't know, I feel like I want to give myself a pat on the back, but at the same time it's like your kids are not a reflection, like a trophy
right
that you've won. They're not like a look what I did, I made this, but at the same time
they kind of are.
They are.
Well, it's just cool to see
when you're not raised that way, and a lot of us weren't because that was not the norm when we were growing up. You have to overcome all of the stuff that you were taught. You have so many things to unlearn, and you are constantly being triggered by your kids and trying to redo, essentially. You're trying to like do something different with them than what was done for you. So you're learning it together.
Yes.
And it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
It is.
So, yeah.
I am going to get myself pat on the back.
There you go. Do it.
Being a mom is hard. And when you feel like you're doing a good job and not everybody else is seeing it, you gotta praise yourself sometimes.
And that happens a lot.
Yes.
A
intrinsic.
Lot. Yeah.
Love, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. This one I think is really important. And it's kind of for the baby moms as well, like new babies, but I guess any
baby
age.
Mamas and the babies. Mamas.
It says, my pediatrician told me if you can hear them crying, they're still breathing and it's okay to step out of the room for a minute or two. I've had some mommy shaming for holding on to this belief. Don't let anyone fool you. Your baby won't be scarred for life if he or she has to cry alone for a couple minutes. which I get that that can be triggering, but I think this means more of like when you're feeling very reactive to it and you need a moment to just cool. Because there has been a moment where I've felt like a really like angry reaction to my baby crying because she had a little bit of colic too when she was like new and she also wasn't sleeping. So I'm getting like 45 minutes of sleep and she's screaming right in my face and I'm by myself and no one's coming to help me, even though so many people told me like, don't worry, we'll be there to help you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
Elias.
Yeah. So I had to put her down in her little, you know, she was snuggled up. Because she was crying whether I held her or not. Like, that's the thing. Right. It wasn't like I was just leaving her to not be comforted, but she would have been comforted by me.
Right.
She was going to cry. And I'm like, I have to go outside and just deep breathe for 2 seconds because at this point I'm starting to get, like, reactive, angry feelings. Like, yeah. I want to, like, throw something. And I'm holding the baby, so that's not a good thing. So I remember putting her down, getting her monitor. Baby monitor so I could just see her, you know, and walking out to the outside. But I had it on the lowest setting so I could hear that she was still crying and breathing, but like it wasn't right in my face. And I just took like a couple deep breaths and there was like birds chirping and I was like, okay, it's fine, you're gonna be okay,
you need a reset.
And then I took a drink of water, I walked back upstairs and all of a sudden I was like, it's okay baby, mommy's here. Like, I was not at that point when I left the room.
It's unrealistic to think that that's gonna be your response
all the time
forever. Because, and this is something that I've been thinking a lot about, is where my triggers come from when I am reactive to that. And one of the things that I believe is true for me is when I was growing up, emotions, don't fucking have them. Do not show people you have them. They are honestly bothersome to people. And
you're probably being dramatic
anyway.
Yeah.
And so I developed a really unhealthy relationship with my own emotion, where it was almost like having it equaled bad in some way. And so when I have a baby crying, it's almost like, don't do that because that's going to result in something bad happening. And even if it's not from me.
And it feels like a failure kind of on your part. Like, you shouldn't be doing this because I should be better at momming.
Right. But it's almost like, you know, if you're a prey in the wild and you're being loud and your mom is like, shut the fuck up, the predators are gonna find us.
Yeah,
you can't do that. That's kind of how I felt, was almost like having emotions is a scary thing. It's a bad thing. It's gonna result in someone being upset with us or telling us something was wrong. And even though I was the parent, so like I know I'm not gonna do that, my body didn't recognize, you know what I mean, that I wasn't also kid who was gonna get in trouble for crying.
Yeah, there were moments where I had to do that with her, well, several times actually, until Corey started being home more, because it was just like constant. And then you're overstimulated, you're touched out, especially I feel like when you're breastfeeding, because they're just like sucking the life from you literally. And I felt like drained. The amount that I felt like dizzy, drained, I definitely wasn't eating and drinking enough, like, same, that I should have been.
Yeah.
So that was on top of everything. Not a great feeling. So
yeah.
Okay.
We'll end with this guy.
It says, wait until your baby is born to buy bulk items. Every baby has his or her preference for bottles, pacifiers, teething toys. I remember a ton of people bought like pacifier binkies for Noah. He never fucking used them. He hated them. Anytime you put it in his mouth, he's like, immediately, get it the fuck out. Like, Sawyer only uses it when she's sleeping. But again, everybody bought me so many different kinds. She uses one kind and one kind only. Same with bottles.
Like, I would even go as far to say as like swings and shit.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you – because some babies might not use them. Like, I know some babies that – slept in their swings, and I know other babies that as soon as Sawyer, when I would put her in it, she got like 5-10 minutes enjoyment max, and then she was like, I need to be back in your arms. So I bought this like $200 swing, and she was in it for maybe, I would maybe have time to fold like a thing of laundry before she was screaming to get out. So it seemed kind of pointless to me to buy it.
Yeah, we got a ton of stuff for the what's that thing called where you get the gifts? Shower. Baby shower.
What's that thing where you get the gifts?
Sorry.
Monica?
We got a bunch of stuff through that. And I, like, going back, if I could redo, like, my registry and the things that, like, I prioritized, I would do so many things differently.
Yeah, totally. Well, even, like, diapers, I feel. I remember
she got, like, You don't know what size they're going to be.
Well, and she got – we had Huggies, Pampers, blah, 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 blah. But she would get such a reaction, like, Pampers, wipes. She gets a reaction every time we use them. Pampers, diapers, yes. Huggies, wipes, yes. Huggies, diapers, no. Like, it's very confusing. Mm. But she had, like, specific diapers or whatever. Her skin, Corey's skin, is so sensitive. Like, if I change detergent, he'll get a freaking rash. And so hers is very sensitive as well, which I didn't think that that would be – no way you could put anything on that kid and he's freaking fine. But, like, she has to have a very specific detergent, diapers, wipes, Desitin. Like, if you use any other butt cream, no, don't do it. Don't do it. She will break out.
But it's don't know those things until you have to figure it out.
And you don't want to be totally unprepared and having to shop whenever you have a 1 week old, you know? So I get it. But at the same time, then you're just stuck there with a whole bunch of things. You're like, ah, fuck, I'll never use this.
There's so many things. So many things.
Oh, the amount of stuff that I have up in her room that was never a room because she's just been in my room forever, that I've never even opened. And I feel so terrible. I'm like, what a waste. But, like, I knew she wouldn't use it, so why would I open it?
Destin is my nemesis.
Really?
Yes.
It's the only thing I can use.
No, we're an Aquaphor family.
Not even for any of the reasons that we are talking about. It's because my children are in cahoots. And they'll go in Forrest's room and they'll close the door and I'll think that they're playing so gently together. And I'm like, how sweet are you? And I walk in and they're like, we painted mommy. And they've got the Destin on every drawer.
Yeah. Every part of the bed. That shit is hard to get off. Oh, no.
It's fine. It's fine.
It works so well.
I know.
Because it is hard as fuck to get off.
Blessing and a fucking curse. Now, we're going to wrap up here, but I do have something I would like to tell the two of you.
Okay.
I did a very poor job of planning ahead, but when this episode comes out, there will be a special message from your children.
What?
For Mother's Day. So.
Wait, what?
He's a baby. He can't talk yet. What do you mean?
Christian is working on getting me a video. I'm not going to put his face, but I'm going to have some audio. So it's going to be a surprise.
Oh, I and feel like shit. I didn't think.
I told Shane.
Did you do it for yourself?
I did. I said, Shane, this is such a weird fucking ask, but I already reached out to Corey and Christian to do this for Erica and Sierra. And I feel like it would be weird if I didn't do it. Like, if my kids weren't on there too, but they're not going to know that I did it to ask. So
oh,
I didn't have enough time
sweet.
To do it before because Noah's at school.
Yeah.
And Christian was like, I'm already at work, so I can't. She's going to, she's taking all the videos, so I'll try and get one. So you're going to have to listen back.
That's very sweet.
That's awesome. I think it's so special to have their little voices. And I know that we all have videos and stuff, but, like, to be able to go back to this moment where we were talking about mothering them at this time and then to hear their little voices is just special. So.
It is. Oh, no.
I just remembered when we did that when Ollie was a baby.
Yeah. And we did it and Noah was so young and he was like, can we pause? I have tomatoes stuck in my teeth. We just had pasta and I was like, oh, I just love it because he's – it's so crazy because you don't realize when they're growing out of it. And I listened to a video of Noah the other day and I was like, oh, you don't have your baby voice anymore. Mm. Like, but I don't remember that going. I don't remember when that left and now it's just gone.
I don't know that.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't know what Olsen's going to say, but there's going to be sounds for you to at least listen back to.
I love you, Mom. You're the best. Your home cooked meals are also the best. Happy Mother's Day.
That's beautiful.
So, happy first Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
You guys too.
Thank you. Thanks for coming back on.
That are moms.
Yes. Or a parent in some way.
Yes, a maternal figure.
Yeah.
A caretaker in that way. Who, especially the moms who show up when they didn't have to for people's kids that are not theirs.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you for coming on again.
Of course. Especially for short notice. No, that was so fun. Yes. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for hanging out, everyone else. We love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye. Bye.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the neighborhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the neighborhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus,
hmm?
You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves a potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.